Voices.Earth podcast series is brought to you by the .Earth domain. In each episode, we shine a light on organizations and individuals who are part of the growing .Earth tribe, as well as those outside of our tribe who are all making our planet a better place. Welcome to the Voices.Earth podcast series. LiveIt.Earth is a special organization that offers real-time live educational experiences from the field, which encompasses everything from sea to space. The company was founded in 2017 in Victoria, British Columbia, Canada. And today we have the special pleasure of speaking with Mike Irvine, who's the co-founder and chief executive director of LiveIt. And he's going to speak with us about his company's mission and much more. And Mike, how are you doing today?
I'm doing really well. Thank you for having me.
Sure. It's a pleasure to have you. And let's start at the top. Tell us about LiveIt, your company's mission, how the idea came about, and all that good stuff.
Definitely. So basically, we started off as a nonprofit originally about 8 years ago. We were called the Fish Eye Project with Mava Gauthier and I, who co-founded that. And we also co-founded LiveIt later on. But our mission and goal was to share and explore really an ocean literacy. So how can we take people beneath the waves? How can we show them these different marine environments and allow for interaction? So we started developing a lot of tools and systems so that you could actually ask questions to the diver in real time. And then that expanded from being underwater to surface to online, where our first show back in, I believe it was 2013, we ended up having three countries and a total of 11 people attend. Not bad for a start. And then we started to expand and then moved into even as far as IMAX. So we streamed into giant screen theaters like IMAX, and we had that across Canada at the time. And it was about 4,000 students were online as well in their classrooms asking questions. So it was quite the leap. And then shortly thereafter, we started to think that, you know, if we really want to solve the problems of ocean literacy, then we need to expand a bit too, because whatever's happening on land is also happening in the water. So there's a direct connection and correlation. So we needed to expand it to being nature literacy. And so we have spent quite a bit of time reframing, rebuilding our entire company and from a nonprofit into a for-profit. And we're building a nature hub. So think Netflix, but live and interactive. That is what LiveIt is becoming. So we stream now multiple different types of shows from sea to space into classrooms. So you can have different experts that are out with us in the field. And an example of that is this fall, we're actually going to stream live with orcas on September 17th. So we have different experts that are lined up with us on the boat. We're going to head out onto the water and we're going to be taking questions live. We're going to be doing a series of different live shows and events. So we'll split that up a little bit at different times. And then we'll be putting that out throughout all the different schools in BC.
That is fantastic. How awesome. Totally incredible. Now, I'm going to go off script a little bit, but I've never really seen anything like this as like an educational component for schools. I imagine LiveIt is very unique.
It's definitely on the cutting edge there, but there is a lot of virtual field trips. So typically it's usually done through video conferencing. That's not really the format that we work with. It's more of a webcast. So think of it when you're watching Facebook Live, kind of as an example. But in this, we have multi-cam, graphics, animation, B-roll. We mix in full production studio so that you get the best and the highest quality presentation.
That's awesome. So tell us about some of your recent projects, like, for example, the Robert Bateman Art in 360 project.
Definitely. So we wanted to dabble a little bit more. So we like using different digital tools so that we can open up a window into different natural environments. Because as you know, there's a high percentage of us that live more in urbanized centers. We're very disconnected from nature. So how can we use technology as a way to bridge that gap? And we started dabbling in 360 video, virtual reality, and even augmented reality. And the Robert Bateman was really that kind of pilot piece. So Robert Bateman is a Canadian artist who basically has a lot of different work in schools throughout Canada and actually around the world. And we took four of his artworks, we animated them, brought them to life, and then we placed them in this virtual experience. So that when you would put this headset with the headphones on, you hear the audio in the direction that it's coming from. So if there's an action behind you, you hear it behind you. You turn and look, now it's in front of you. And we keyed that with basically three different environments where we're at the gallery where you first start, so it's seamless. Then you end up on Chatham Island, which is off the coast of Vancouver Island. It's actually owned by the Songhees Nation, so they respectfully gave us a tour of the space so that we could capture that footage. And we then actually headed over to his studio, so you can actually see where all the magic happens and where he does his work. So it's a nice way of kind of rounding out and giving you an experience of his art in nature. And also from, you know, why he does what he does, because he's a very large proponent for nature literacy as well.
That's great. That's great. Let's talk a little bit more about how your plan for launching productions, I believe in as many schools as possible in BC in the fall. Tell us about how that's going and how that came about.
Definitely. So basically, we're just getting the platform up and running. We're a bit of ahead of a schedule, which is awesome. So what we wanted to do is we wanted to bring together a showcase that'll start to get things moving. So we decided orcas because they're very important, especially locally right now, and we have a declining population. They've been in the news everywhere, and there's just a lot of conversations around what's going on, but no one quite really knows and isn't really coming together. So we wanted to bring the different experts that come from the various arguments and points that are being made, and we want to bring them all in one space so that we can actually have a good sense of the different perspectives that are out there and create some actionable items moving forward. So we're working hard on the educational resources. So those are attached directly with the live shows. You can then access them from our Livit platform. It's still not up yet, but we're going to be launching it very soon, probably I think the end of the month. So essentially what you can do is you could log in and you get access to the Orca show. You have all the educational resources, and that'll be available around the first weeks of September.
Awesome. And of course, we have to ask this question. You know, you are a user of a .earth domain name. What made you all choose liveit.earth as your domain name?
Well, when you're really focused on nature literacy and you find a domain that reflects that, that's a good basis. So we end up finding .earth as we're searching around looking for what is going to be that right name. And it made perfect sense. It was a no-brainer to go in that direction. And we were very happy and have had a really good response actually from different partners that have viewed that.
That's great. So what is your future vision for Livit? I imagine ubiquity in all schools in North America and beyond for your programs, right?
Yes. So we're well underway right now with a series of partnerships that are starting to come together. And we're basically creating seed-to-space productions with different partners. Some people already have content and they're wanting to share it. That's what we found a lot of traction in that area. So we are the Nature Netflix. So we're creating a massive hub where we're taking on different partner content. So OceanWise, which is the Vancouver Aquarium. We're in conversations with Science World and moving that along, as well as a few other groups, Robert Bateman as well. And then we're going to open that up both to the schools and to the public, as well as to the science centers, aquariums, museums, and zoos.
That's awesome. You know, Mike, this has been an outstanding podcast and really appreciate your time. Is there anything to add today? Anything we may have missed?
I'm just really excited. I mean, the biggest thing that we're looking at right now is the fall's coming up fast. If there are any teachers out there or any parents that would like to have their kids be a part of this show, definitely please reach out to us because we're going to have a series of opportunities that are going to pop up as well. And we're tying it directly to even getting out into these different environments as well. So we would love to connect with them. We're also looking for corporate sponsors as we're wanting to have all the content free for schools. It's currently $250 per school for access to the Orca content. However, we do have quite a few corporate sponsors that are coming in and stepping up. So if there's any out there that would be interested in that, we have a lot of opportunities for them.
That's great. Great. What a perfect way to end this interview. And for all of our listeners, you just heard an exclusive Voices.Earth podcast interview with Mike Irvine, co-founder and chief executive director of Livit. And Livit is a special organization that offers real-time educational experiences from the field, which encompasses everything from sea to space. And Mike, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Likewise. Thank you for listening to this segment. .earth is a real live internet domain that anyone can use. Listeners can go to our Voices.earth site to find out what others are doing with their unique .earth domains. Through Voices.earth, you can also secure your own .earth domain name through all major registrars.